It's 10:30 a.m., and one of the outdoor pools at the Kearns Ochre Park Fitness Center is being used by a water polo team. Meanwhile, just a few feet away, a daily kids camp is going on inside, which costs parents at most $6 a day. But what Executive Director Brent Sheets says he is most proud of at his facility is the free school meal program, which is the largest in the state.
This year at the peak, we served over 1,400 lunches in one day. But within the Kearns community, 57% of the kids in Kearns schools are eligible for the free school lunch program.
These are just a few of the things Sheets showcased Monday to four former cabinet secretaries who are traveling to select cities across the United States as part of the Bipartisan Policy Center's Nutrition and Physical Activity Initiative. The four are co-chairing the initiative, which will form the foundation of changes that will be released in a report next year. Former Utah Governor and Secretary of Health and Human Services Mike Leavitt is one of the co-chairs and says the group is working to provide access to nutritious food and fitness facilities to communities throughout the U.S.
By 2012, we'll make a series of recommendations on a bipartisan basis that we think will be helpful. And today is a chance to show the people of the United States important ways in which Utah has used its Olympic legacy and other community assets for the purpose of being able to do that.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, 69% of adults and 33% of kids are overweight. Leavitt says the country talks a lot about what to do after you're already sick, but there is more that can be done for people to stay fit.
So our goal is to keep Americans healthier by having access to nutritious food, by having access to places they can exercise and a mentality of exercise. Getting people to move, that's part of good health.
Leavitt's partners in the initiative are former Secretary Donna Shalala, who held her position under the Clinton administration, and former Agriculture Secretaries Dan Glickman and Ann M. Veneman. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.